seconds.
Orion Consortium, Steven speaking.
Hey, good morning, Steven. Is Gerard available?
No, he no longer works at his location. Or is something I can help you with?
Yeah. Maybe you can point me in the right direction. I'm just trying to speak with somebody who takes care of the financing, maybe an office manager or CFO. Is someone like that around?
Or that would be myself.
Okay, great. Well, I'm talking to the right person then. I know you're pretty busy, so I don't want to take too much time here, but just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer I sent out to the business a couple weeks ago. It looks like the offer was based on some financing you'd done through Millennium Funding back in 2011. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, that was for some computers we purchased, but we had paid that off and closed it out. We only did it that way just because we could have easily just turned around and bought them, but we figured, you know, why not get the
write-off. Okay, so was that so you did it like an equipment finance type of thing?
Yeah, exactly. It was a one-time deal for 30 PCs. You know.
Okay, got it. Well, yeah, just wanted to let you know that we do have your business pre-approved with us for some additional equipment financing and working capital. It looks like that was up to $250,000. So just wanted to touch base here with you towards the end of the year, see if you had any upcoming plans to maybe do some more financing.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, we're kind of a small office, so the 30 computers were actually, in addition, you know, that were more than what we need. We only have about, you know, 7 people in the back end office.
Okay.
So mostly it was backups and servers and things of that nature for what we were gearing up for. Since then, you know, we have plenty of backups. We're not going to need to purchase anything else. We kind of run everything, you know, pretty close around here just because we don't really have a need for big expenditures. Being
mm-hmm.
that there's only 7 of us, all of our folks work on site. So, you know, for us, it's easy because we're able to run really lean. And as far as, you know, any future stuff, I don't see anything like that coming up. We self-fund everything as it is with the way we have worked for the last few years on, you know, putting money in the bank and everything. So, like I said, the only reason why we did it that time was just because we figured, you know, why not get the deduction and, you know, spread it out instead of just throwing, you know, a bunch of money at it at the time. And I think we paid it off early this year anyway. So that's the only reason why usually we just pay cash for everything.
Got it. Well, is there maybe a particular time of the year that you usually do, you know, sit down, take a look at the books, maybe think about maybe bringing on any additional equipment and or just trying to, you know, open up some cash for the business through working capital?
Yeah, so we have a great relationship with a few of our banks that we do all of our business through, and we have lines of credit if we need to borrow from them. But, however, we've been able to stockpile a bunch of money up in the bank. And as of right now, for additional, you know, capital, I don't see a need, as well as equipment. Like I said, we pretty much have everything we could need for the next 10 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't see a huge need. I know that the owner, Fran, she's real big on self-funding everything, which is why we stay lean so that we can, you know, make sure that we have the money in the bank to cover anything and everything that we ever need. And, you know, that's why we like to do it that way. This way, we pretty much are able to run debt-free.
Oh, that's good. And that, you know, that's the thing. We don't want to, you know, expect you to run your guys' self, you know, too thin or anything and,
right.
you know, carry too much debt over. So I understand that.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, just wanted to check in here and, like I said, you know, build a relationship with you guys just in case something did come up in the future. You know, I'd love to be a resource for you in case something did come up, even though maybe not, you know, right this moment, but maybe in the near future.
Right. Yeah. Well, I certainly, you know, appreciate the phone call, and you're more than welcome to keep sending us, you know, the information. I can't, you know, guarantee with how busy we've been around here that You know, we'll be in constant contact. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you send us over the information and something comes up, you know, that we could use your services for, just like I tell everybody else, you know, it doesn't hurt.
So. Great. So what's the best email then for me to shoot over some additional contact information in case something does come up?
Yep, it's S as in Stephen, H as in Hector, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, Z as in Zebra, at OrionConsortium.com.
Okay, great. And yeah, like you were saying, how has business been treating you guys this year? Has it slowed down a little bit, or?
No, it's been steadily, you know, increasing for us. So we're
oh,
we're
great to hear.
A staffing firm, so not a staffing firm, but we're a contractor. So we provide staff to the government, and we've been able to hire, you know, a few folks, pretty much per month for the last, you know, few years. So,
got it. Okay. You know, so what would you attribute to that, you know, continual growth for the company?
I would say just the demand for workforce.
Got it. That's definitely probably super helpful. The industry is kind of requiring a lot from you guys, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we're able to step up the plate and, you know, the way we do it, where it's been luckily incremental. We were able to work the numbers, and we could bring on, you know, 10 additional staff per month and still be able to cover all of our costs and everything as well.
Got it.
You know, that, yeah, we started from a few years back pretty much setting ourselves up knowing that this was all coming down the line. So
that's good to hear.
Yeah, we didn't expand ourselves or, you know, make anything too thin at first and, you know, go over and spend a crazy amount of money or anything, because we were pretty much planning for the future and kind of had an idea of what was going to come and knew, you know, we wanted to make sure we had our money in the bank to be able to do that. So,
got it. Understood.
Yeah, we're good now.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. And so, like I said, you know, just want to become a future resource for you guys in case something does come up. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just wondering, what kind of sales do you guys have on a yearly basis?
I don't feel comfortable giving that information out.
Okay, no worries. Understood. But yeah, like, you know, you're saying that you've had pretty continual growth. Do you have any expectations, since you guys have been, you know, very forward thinking as a company? Do you have any expected growth opportunities coming up in the next couple years?
I mean, yeah, I also handle a lot of the future contracts, you know, proposals and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few that we have, you know, worked on and submitted that should be awarded, you know, within the next few years, a couple of them. So, you know, if they get awarded, if they get extended, all that, I can't control any of that. But, you know, that's future growth opportunities as well. However, with the type of business that we're in and the way that we set ourselves up, you know, on average, it would be almost extraordinary if we were able to get 10 people a month.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something that would be even though we'd like to, I don't think that's realistic.
Got it.
So where we are right now with our finances and everything to be able to float that, you know, a 10 at minimum, you know, is not a problem for us.
Yeah. But nothing wrong with setting the goals pretty high, though, right? Because
exactly.
Maybe if you don't achieve them, at least you're beating everybody else's standard, right?
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, I do know that, you know, because of the way that we run our finances, and like I said, pretty much being debt-free, you know, we have no problem, you know, reaching out to our contacts if we do need something, but
yeah.
We set ourselves up in such a good way that I don't think we would, you know, anytime soon, at least.
Yeah, okay.
Almost a perfect storm of contracts being awarded and people being hired.
Hey, well, it sounds like things have been going pretty well thus far, so I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, sometime in the near future it did go that well.
Yeah.
Okay, Yeah, absolutely. And you said you guys have been doing this for a while. How long has the business been going?
Since 2000, so 16 years.
Oh, wow, okay, awesome. So it sounds like you guys have been a pretty healthy business for quite some time now.
Yep.
And, yeah, so would you say there's a particular time of the year, though, that maybe, you know, business elevates a little bit? Maybe you do actually end up having to staff a few more people than, you know, the rest of the year?
Honestly, looking at the projections from the results from the last 4 years, it's been all over the place. There isn't even a special time of the year where I could say summer or winter or whatever, because, you know, working in the government, summertime, everyone works 4 days a week.
Yeah.
The weather, the beach, and golfing.
Hey, absolutely.
Winter, it's cold out, and you have a bunch of holidays, so people are not in work either. So
yeah,
you know, it might you know, pick up a little bit in the spring, but then again, weather's getting nice, so people start getting out again. So it's pretty consistent where it's just all over the page. It really just depends on when contracts are awarded and when the need is. You know, we have some contracts that were on that all of a sudden might need, you know, additional resources 1 month, and then, you know, in the next year it might be at a completely different time of the year.
Got it.
So it just all really develops on when people come and go and when contracts are awarded and things of that nature.
Got it. And like I was saying earlier, I don't want you to think of us as, you know, trying to compete with any of the banks that you currently have great relations with. The last thing we want to do is step on anyone's toes, but, you know, just trying to reach out to you and let you know that you can think of us as like a secondary lender, you know, in case things do start to really pick up and go too well. You know, we want to be able to become a future resource for you in case something like that does end up happening.
Yep, I completely understand.
All right. Well, hey, it's been great talking to you. You know, let's see here. Is there maybe, you know, a month down the road, 2 months down the road, a better time for me to try and follow up with you and just see where things are at and how business has been treating you guys?
Well, I will tell you that we're not going to see anything different than what we have right now, probably at least till March of next year.
Okay. Well, then how about this? I'll just be giving you another call in, you know, come springtime. And just checking in once again. I'm not going to try and force anything onto you guys, but, you know, just trying to, you know, assess the business and see if, you know, we could make something happen and work together.
Yep, I appreciate it.
All right, awesome. Hey, it's been great talking to you, and you have a great day.
All right, thank you, too.
All right, bye.